This is an author list from the paper that they published of the planet they discovered. And you'll see that all the people who contributed are listed below, and it's sort of an odd amalgam of people's real names and their login names. You'll notice if you look carefully, this is the first academic acknowledgement of the importance of Irish coffee in the discovery process. And I don't want to give you the idea that these are, you know, some out-of-work scientists or just a bunch of nerds that are really into this. There are 60,000 people who participate in these projects, and most of them don't have technical backgrounds. So clearly what this is feeding into is people's curiosity and their willingness to be part of the scientific discovery process. People want to do this. But all of this technology and all of these digitally mediated ways of experiencing the sky, they still have something of a feel to me like looking at an animal in a zoo. It's a valid way of experiencing that thing. Indeed, you know, the lion in the cage is still real. The Hubble images are indeed real. And, you know, you can get closer to a lion in a zoo than you can in the wild. However, it's missing something. It's missing that savage beauty of experiencing that very thing in the wild for yourself, unmediated by a screen.